It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. I just love it. Yes, we have come to that one day a week that we all celebrate. The one day a week that we work for all week long. It's the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's the one day a week that we work for. It's the one day a week where we have fun.
Hey! It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Ah, this is the only program in America that celebrates the best day of the week. This weekend, we will have more Democrat presidential wannabes out on the campaign trail embracing Medicare for all. We've had Cory Booker say Obamacare was a first step in advancing this country, but I won't rest until every American has a basic security that comes with having access to affordable health care. The promise of Medicare for all: universal access to health care and no bureaucratic delays. Is that really the truth? Let's check in with Robert Moffitt. He is a PhD and senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, senior fellow at the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity. He joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Robert, first of all, thanks for joining us. The promise is, basically put, universal access and no wait time, no bureaucratic waits. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, well, that's what Kamala Harris said. And I don't think that Kamala Harris has had any kind of experience with single-payer systems, because there's not one anywhere, as far as I know, where you do not have some kind of queuing. Wait times, delays, and in some cases, flat-out denials of health care. The two big models for a single-payer type system, in other words, where the government basically provides all of your health insurance and health care, is, of course, Great Britain and Canada. And in both cases, you get very significant waiting times for care, and in some cases, flat-out denials of care. So that's just the facts. The evidence on this is overwhelming. It's not debatable. It's not disputable. Even people who strongly disagree with the Heritage Foundation are willing to admit that the British newspapers are right when they say that 4 million people are awaiting hospitalization today in Great Britain.
So why is it that in polling that I've seen, Americans seem to feel like it would increase our access to doctors and to health care?
Yeah, they think so, and I think part of it is that, you know, they're buying a promise or a political promise that is not rooted in reality. The evidence on the polling shows that most Americans, and this is very recent polling, shows that Americans, when you say Medicare for All, they think of the current Medicare system. And they think, well, gee whiz, my mother's involved in that, my aunt's involved in that, that's a pretty good program. Of course, about 40% of all your medical bills in Medicare are paid for out of private insurance, not government. I mean, supplemental insurance is what most people have in Medicare. So Medicare is basically supported by private health insurance. But they have this idea that it's going to be Medicare. But actually, it's not Medicare, because both of the big Medicare bills, the Medicare for All bills, one of the points that is ironic is that in both bills, the current Medicare program is repealed. It is abolished. It is done away with.
And so all those dollars that we would have put into for Medicare that we as taxpayers have paid in, what happens to that money?
That money is reprogrammed and switched over to support and finance the new single-payer government health insurance plan.
I know one of the things that's going on with this Medicare for All is they're trying to get businesses to buy into the idea that this would be good for America. Would this be good for business? Because so many of us get our health care from our businesses.
Well, a lot of people are under the impression that your employer buys your health insurance, right? So if I have an employer and I get my health care coverage, the employer buys it. The only problem is that's not true. Every dollar increase in your health care benefits at the place of work is a dollar decrease in your wages or other compensation. So, you know, if employers, you know, are relieved of the opportunity to provide health insurance because it's made illegal, right? We're talking about making it illegal. Then, of course, you know, you may or may not get a wage increase. But the fact of the matter is you will be guaranteed to lose an employer-based health insurance coverage, which for most Americans overwhelmingly is very good coverage, and the polling also shows that employer-based coverage is extremely popular in the United States. But again, you're going to lose.
Yeah, Robert Moffitt joining us, a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joining us. Most, in fact, I can't find any of these 20 or maybe 30 Democrat presidential wannabes, they almost all have embraced Medicare for All. I'm curious, have you seen any of the Democrats running away from it?
They kind of back up when you start pressing them. I mean, even Kamala Harris started getting cold feet when somebody said, do you really want to take away everybody's opportunity to keep their own health plan? And, of course, I don't know if you saw that interview. She said, well, you know, she started getting cold feet on that. I think they ought to be asked the direct question every place they go. What right do you have to take away my health insurance? If I want to have private health insurance, if I want to keep the health insurance that is offered to me by my employer, why should I not have a right to keep my health insurance? There's no guarantee that the government coverage is going to be better. We don't have any evidence of that. We have the VA program, which has been an absolute disaster, scandalous to the point where actually veterans were dying waiting for care. We have the Medicaid program, where about one-third of the people on Medicaid, which is basically a welfare program, cannot find a doctor to take care of them. And then we've got Obamacare, which in almost every state State of the Union has health plans that have very narrow networks, meaning you don't have the kind of broad access to doctors and hospitals that you have in traditional employment-based health insurance. So we don't have any good experience so far within the United States, certainly. We don't have any good experience so far with broad access to quality care in government programs, except for, as I say, Medicare, which is heavily traditional Medicare, which is heavily subsidized the costs are offset by private health insurance.
Robert, whenever I see Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and they're talking about this, the line that leaps from their mouth is, "You have a right to health care." And by the way, have we moved past that? I mean, is that a given now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I actually would agree with them if the argument is you have a right to have the health care plan, the health care coverage that you want and need, not the right to health care, which is nothing more than a privilege granted to you by the government where they decide what you will have and what you will not have. There's a world of difference between saying I have a right to keep my own health care plan and saying, in effect, you will get the health insurance we give you, and if you do not like it, that's tough.
The same way, do I have a right to own a Cadillac?
No, and the fact of the matter is you don't have a right to much of anything except under natural law, the right to life, liberty, and property. That's it.
It's almost as if they are concluding, I guess, that it is a right, and once you accept that, well, then you got to say, well, how do we fulfill that right?
Well, yeah, who's going to pay for it?
And by the way, Medicare for all, is it really as expensive as people are saying, like $32 trillion?
The liberal think tank, the Urban Institute, which is highly respected because they do great work. I don't agree with them, but they do great work. They came out with $32 trillion over 10 years. Which was far in excess of what Senator Sanders said it would cost in 10 years. He was talking about $13.8 trillion in 10 years. Turns out it's going to be three times that. But it's really about $32.6 trillion over 10 years.
Wow.
So you're talking about an enormous level of federal spending. You're talking about over $3 trillion a year, $3.3 trillion a year. Well, the whole budget right now is about $3.9 trillion. So you're talking about doubling the entire federal budget, which means you're going to have to double all the taxes. And the rich people are not going to be able to pay for it. If we confiscated all of the wealth of what Ocasio-Cortez calls the tippy top, you would only get about $1.6, $1.7 trillion. In other words, if we impoverished, the billionaires in America to pay for all this, you'd still only be able to come up with about one-third of the cost, or at least for 1 year. That would be the end of it. So you have to be talking about major tax increases for the middle class and even lower middle class people in order for them to finance something like this.
Oh, and by the way, we don't know if it will work.
Well, I mean, we do know if it worked. We do. I mean, we have the British system, we have the Canadian system, and one can make an argument that it works. If you want to control costs, it's easy to do it. You just simply delay care, delay hospitalization, or simply flat out deny it.
And then people die.
Well, yeah, but the point is, you have to figure out how to ration the care. That's the problem with all this. When they say that. If healthcare becomes a universal right at the point of service, it's, for all practical purposes, what economists call a free good. Now, free goods, as everybody listening to this radio station know, that has certain invariable characteristics. Consumers, ordinary people, literally act as if those goods are free, even though they're not. If healthcare becomes a free good, then, of course, the economic demand for the free good is what? It's unlimited. It's not subject to the pricing discipline of the market because, Kevin, there is no market. But like the laws of gravity, which you cannot repeal, the forces of supply and demand don't care about what you think. If you have unlimited demand at any given point in time, that is going to collide with limited supply. And that means that the government, the government officials, not doctors, not patients, are going to have to make the big decisions about who gets care, how they get care, when they get care, and under what circumstances they get care. Those decisions ultimately are political decisions. They're not necessarily even medical decisions. And that's what you're in for if you decide that you want something for nothing or you think that health care is a right, which really what they mean is a government privilege. That's what you're going to get.
Robert Moffitt, I cannot wait for this debate. Once we get 30, maybe 40 Democrat wannabes all going after the president, after Republicans on this issue of Medicare for All. I can't wait. If folks want to know more, Robert, about what you're doing and the work you're doing at the Heritage Foundation, where can they go?
Just go to heritage.org. You can get us on the website. And if you're interested in healthcare, just go heritage.org. And when you scroll down, you'll see, you know, what issues you're interested in. We've got healthcare there, which includes Medicare, Medicaid, the private health insurance market, Medicare reform. You know, you name it, we got it. But I agree with you. This should be a great debate, and I frankly can't wait for us to engage, because I want them to tell me where I go, what is my alternative if the government cannot or will not give me an alternative. In other words, if the government can't give me the care that I want or need, where do I go?
Great point. Great point. Dr. Moffitt, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. This problem ain't going away anytime soon.
No, Kevin, it's not. It's time to engage, though.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Robert Moffitt, senior fellow and a delightful fellow at that, at the Heritage Foundation, the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity. Go to heritage.org. And just type in healthcare, and you'll be able to find Robert Moffitt's stuff. It's all over the place. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontrew, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now, this whole notion of healthcare being a right. Now, if you talk to Democrats, they just accept it as a fact. You are entitled. I don't know. Where does this right to healthcare come from? Does it include a right? Does it sit alongside a right to a summer vacation at Disneyland? Does it come with a right to drive a Lexus? Does it come with a right for a really nice home in Anthem Country Club? Does it include skiing in Northern Nevada? Or a home in Incline Village? Just think about this, of how far we can go with this. In a utopian society, we have a right to what? We'll talk about that on the other side. Is that fair? And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What is it we actually have a right to in this country? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I get those I get. Beyond that, what is it that we have a right to in this country? And is healthcare one of them? We'll talk about it. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. We're trying to figure this out. Robert Moffitt, I think, has come up with the proper explanation. There is a growing number of people in America who believe, as does Elizabeth Warren, as does Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, that health care is a right for all Americans. Now, there are people who don't have health insurance who have it by choice. That they honestly believe that one of their choices in America, one of their rights, is to have no health insurance. They would rather spend money on a summer break trip to Cancun than spend $7,000 or whatever it is on health care. Now, if you listen to Elizabeth Warren, you listen to Bernie Sanders, they all tell you the same thing. Health care is a right. And if you buy into that, okay, if you buy into that, what else is a right as an American? Do you have the right to food, to water, to a Cadillac, to a trip to Disney World? I mean, a family needs time away. A family deserves time where they can come together as a family with rides and cotton candy. Let's enumerate your rights as an American. And is health care one of them? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Elizabeth Warren says it's a right. Kamala Harris says it's a right. Bernie Sanders says it's a right. Or is it a right? Our phone line's available to you right now. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Is healthcare a right?
No.
It's not?
It's not. It's not a right. And life is not fair. And as much as I should be going to doctors and stuff like that, I don't go. I'm 63, and I don't take their advice anymore for the last 10 years, and I'm still alive. They told me that if I don't start eating rice and vegetables every day and stay away from meat, I'm going to die and all this stuff, and I'll take all this medicine, I'm going to die. Some people are, and some people aren't. But you know what? You should be on the radio for school children. This is a great educational show, and you could save taxpayers a lot of money. That's a lot of responsibility. I don't know if you want all that, but I think you should be on the radio for like 1 hour classrooms, and children need to listen to you. I mean, maybe that's like a right-wing communist kind of idea, pumping your radio station into children, but these kids aren't learning nothing.
Gary, and remember, for the other 6 hours, 7 hours a day, they'd be getting the tripe that you get from our teachers, the liberal nonsense that they keep feeding our kids. You wonder why our kids are so screwed up, why they are so liberal, why they walk around claiming that this is a right. That's a right. We have all these rights. I'm just wondering where my right to a Lexus went. No, seriously. Where is my right? Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Paul. I hope that's right. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man? Listen, the healthcare thing, and I apologize while I was on hold there, your radio, I couldn't hear what you were saying, but I don't want to get bogged down in semantics here, but everybody should have health care. I agree with that. If you get in an accident, whatever, you're incapacitated, they're going to pick you up and heal you. It may bankrupt you, okay? But that's the trade-off we make. Health insurance is something you buy.
It's not a product.
Right.
It's a product.
Exactly. Where's my if we're going to do this, who's going to start buying guns for the people who can't afford them? Because that right is guaranteed in the Constitution. So, I mean, where does this end? You're absolutely right. And all of a sudden on the air, I got a bad cell connection.
There you go. Thanks, Paul. If indeed we have a right to keep and bear arms, does that mean that we have a right to a weapon? Or do we have a right to keep and bear arms? What do you think? By the way, where do these rights end? And I know I make light of a trip to Disneyland. Me and my family have a right to that.
because it promotes good family relations, a family that plays together, stays together, and all that. Yeah, so what if that's a right? That'd be great for the people at Disney World. Oh, holy Toledo. Imagine if all 320 million Americans were guaranteed a trip to Disneyland every year. Wow. Disneyland would be in great shape. Just a thought. Alex, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Listen, real quick, this is a very difficult subject to take care of overnight. I mean, nobody's going to resolve this thing. But I remember hearing a doctor from South America years ago, right before Obamacare came into the picture. And what they asked him, do you think spending all that money is going to resolve the problem for the healthcare system in the United States? And he had, I believe, the perfect answer. He said, you know something? If you guys in that country do not take care of your weight problem, your diabetes problem, your health, you don't eat well, you don't do exercise, you reduce your stress, you could throw every dollar you want toward the healthcare system. You're never going to resolve it because you're going to have a ton of sick people. Now, look at all the obesity that we have around town. Here in Vegas, sometimes I'll go to a buffet, and I can't believe there's people in the buffet line. They shouldn't even be there. What do you think is going to happen? Those people are going to end up in the system. Now, you know, I do understand where the Democrats are coming out on this one, a little bit. Because my wife used to work in the dental field, and the exorbitant amount of money that they charge to do dental work is extremely expensive. And she was telling me how much the actual procedures would cost and what they were charging. It made it almost impossible for people to have dental care. It's incredible. So she says, obviously, this has got to be the same with the medical field. Now, in my one experience I did have years ago, I had to get an MRI for myself. They wanted thousands of dollars. I mean, it was incredible for an MRI here. Guess what I did? I went down to Mexico City and had it done for a fifth of the price. And it was the same MRI machine, and they were experts at what they were doing.
Well, you can still
so much more.
Well, all you got to do is look at prescription drugs. Why is it that the same, let's say, Viagra tablet that costs $25 here cost $7 or something like that in Canada or in Germany or in the UK.
Right. Something's amiss here. We're missing it, really. I think the Democrats are just... Their solution to everything is to buy the voter, and that includes, of course, throwing the Medicare for all, and they could care less how this is all going to be resolved. It's not going to get resolved. It starts out... This is the way I look at my life. Any problem that I have in my life, I look in the mirror and blame 80% of it on me. The 20% is probably bad luck or bad choice, or not bad choice, but just circumstances in life. And now a car accident, an illness, who knows what. I didn't go to school, who knows what. But 80% is looking in the mirror. So start out by losing the weight, eating well, stop stressing out, and you're going to reduce the chance of having to go see a doctor. And I agree with the other gentleman. One of the solutions to this, stop going to these doctors, because every time you got an illness, any kind of sickness, they want to throw pills at you. You can't live like that. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Alex. He's right. Eat better. Reduce stress. That's the way you do it. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? We'd love to have you in. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, I love it when you follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. We make it real simple for you. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. We're getting the weekend started live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Try. With us, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kevin.
Clinical Carl, what's going on, man?
Yeah, not too much. We're going to have another meeting of the minds. You're talking about health insurance. Well, would you prefer that people, luckily, probably you and I can afford health insurance. A lot of other people can. And I'm sure everybody can afford it gets it. But how about everybody who can't afford it? What do? They go to the hospitals, the emergency rooms, and who pays for that? The taxpayers, you and me. Now, the only alternative is what you're kind of thinking about is turning them away and having them die in the streets. What else can you do?
We always assume that it's that way, but I know a lot of millennials, invincibles, who don't want health insurance. They'd rather spend $7,000 on a really nice trip on a cruise or on a summer break trip to Cancun. Shouldn't they have that right to not enter?
Every, everybody's got the right, but you must know a lot of different people than I know, because if they have an accident, I don't know anybody, millennial or not, who doesn't have some kind of coverage, and they think it's more important than a little trip to Cancun. What if they have a car accident or an accident or something happens, they get sick? I mean, come on.
Well,
the taxpayers pay for people who don't have insurance.
In fact,
and you know that.
In fact, a friend of mine, her husband, helped out, was a good Samaritan at a traffic accident. You'll be reading about it either this afternoon or tonight. You'll see it on the news where a young woman died. But both she and her friend were taken to the hospital. That cost money. Don't know if she had health insurance, if he has health insurance. Your point's a good one. But why should 85% of us who are really happy with our health care, who are generally happy with our health care, we want to keep the same doctor, we want to keep the same plan. Why should we change for the other 15%? And by the way, some of those 15%, they don't want health care. All they want is a catastrophic policy that if they're involved in a car accident, they can have health care. But other than that, they don't want annual mammograms or anything. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We've got all these Democrat wannabes, these presidential wannabes. They all want to run against Trump. And they're all saying the same thing. Medicare for all. As if what they're going to get is the same plan that your grandma has. Or your granddad has. Or your parents have. And the fact is that the model for Medicare as we know it is much different than what these people are talking about. These people are talking about single payer for everybody. And that means rationing of care. I mean, there are a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, we've talked about single payer and why single payer is a bad idea here in America. Why it turns out it's a bad idea in the UK and Canada and places like that. Because what's going to happen is you're going to end up with a two-tier system that nobody is going to be happy about. Everybody and their brother's been talking about Jussie Smollett. And I wanted to let you hear, this is cut six. An eyewitness that was in the courtroom yesterday with the Roger Stone thing. Did you hear what happened in the Roger Stone thing? He now has a just about total gag order. He cannot talk about the case at all in public. But Jeffrey Toobin was in the courtroom for what looked like a circus. I mean, it really was. Here is Jeffrey Toobin, cut six. He was in the courtroom for that Roger Stone gag order hearing. Here it is.
It was wild, Anderson. No one even knew that he was going to testify. So he goes up on the witness stand, and it begins innocently enough. He says, "I'm so sorry. This was a mistake. I it'll never happen again." Then he's asked a very simple question. Well, what happened? How did this Instagram post take place? And he couldn't explain it. Well, there were these people who had his phone, and someone put a photograph in there, and I don't know where the crosshairs came from, but maybe they're not really crosshairs, that they're a Celtic image from ancient history. I mean, the whole thing made very little sense. The judge, who initially didn't seem all that irritated, kept getting angrier and angrier as Stone kept testifying. And finally, she was so frustrated. She said, "I'm taking 15 minutes. I'm going to try to figure out what to do here." And then she came back and just excoriated Stone for giving a what she said was a false and misleading explanation of what happened, and then, you know, imposed this total gag order for about talking about the case. But, you know, he went from a reasonably okay position to about this close from being locked up. She said to him at the end, you know, this isn't baseball. You don't get three strikes. Next time you violate one of my orders, you're going with Paul Manafort in prison. So it was a wild, interesting day.
Do you think he'll be able to abide by the ruling, Jeff?
You know, certainly his lawyers are going to be hitting him with rubber hoses saying, stop doing this stupid stuff. But, you know, Roger is a free spirit and he loves attention and he is allowed. You know, he said, look, I make my living as a public spokesman, giving speeches. Don't take that away from me because my consulting business has fallen apart. This is my only source of income. And the judge was sympathetic to that. So he's allowed to talk about politics. He's allowed to talk about Trump. He's just not allowed to talk about his case. I think he'll abide by it, but we'll see.
We will really see. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I think is going to happen? Over dinner, he's going to mention this case, and somebody is going to leak it. Over dinner, Roger Stone said such and such about Amy Berman Jackson, the federal judge. And he's going to get his ass thrown in jail for something that somebody else leaked out. Even though Roger Stone could probably reasonably say, I told him not to say anything about it. That's just a little scary. Coming up, Rico Aller. He has been sitting out snowstorm after snowstorm after snowstorm in northern Nevada, and they're still getting hit. At least we here in southern Nevada, all of the mountains surrounding us are snow-capped. And I've lived here since 2011, and I've never seen that. This is the first time I've seen this much snow. When I walk on Shelburne Avenue towards Rainbow and you see the mountains, you may see one peak just kind of covered a little bit. But now it's wall-to-wall snow on the mountains as I look out from here, from McCarran International Airport. Yeah, so we'll find out from Rico Aller. What's going on? The view from northern Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438.